This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
When El Nino arrived, we were warned of a long, hot summer and an increased fire risk. Instead, we've had wet and humid conditions. Yesterday was so humid here in Melbourne. So what's going on and what can we expect for the rest of the summer? Andrew King is a senior lecturer in climate science at the University of Melbourne. Andrew, welcome to Drive.
Good afternoon.
We've been used to wetter weather with La Nina summers. El Nino arrives and we're already thinking of those dreadful summer bushfires. Is this a new type of El Nino or is something else going on that's causing the rain?
Well, you're right that El Nino is normally, it heightens the chance of having drier, warmer conditions, especially in spring. And we did have very dry, warm conditions actually here in Victoria in September. In October, there were major floods in eastern Victoria, but the rest of eastern Australia was also dry and quite warm. But yeah, the last month or month and a half, we've seen a change where we've seen wetter than normal conditions across parts of eastern Australia. We have had some floods. I mean, during El Nino, we normally have drier, warmer springs, and actually, overall, across Australia, it was a bit drier and warmer than normal because of the early part of spring. But yeah, we have seen slightly unusual conditions. El Nino doesn't guarantee dry, warm weather, but it does raise the probability of it. And it kind of shows just how fickle Australia's weather can be. The fact that we've seen this recent wetter, kind of also strange humid weather, as you were saying as well.
What's causing the humidity that we've been experiencing?
Well, we've got quite warm, moist air coming from the tropics at the moment. There's also obviously the tropical cyclone that's affecting northern Queensland at the moment as well. So we've kind of tapped into a bit more moisture and we've seen some kind of un-Melbourne-like weather recently with very high humidity, especially yesterday, really unusually high dew point temperatures. And we've seen a few storms as well. Not the kind of typical El Nino conditions that you'd expect, but kind of highlighting just how variable Australia's weather can be.
I think yesterday it was the low 20s and I thought, oh, I'll go outside, I'll take my dog for a little walk and poof, it just hit me. It's, you know, the humidity, it's not something that we're used to. It felt a little bit like Sydney. And if we think about, I suppose, as climate change starts to settle in, will that humidity effectively shift south and we'll start to experience more Sydney-like weather here in Melbourne?
That's a good question. Because of where Melbourne sits, at the south of the continent, probably won't get the really kind of we won't quite have Sydney's humidity in a future climate, but we are expecting obviously warmer conditions generally and probably a slight increase in humidity. So maybe, more occasional instances of having these really horribly sticky days like we had yesterday morning, especially.
We're not used to it. We're chatting with Andrew King, senior lecturer in climate science at the University of Melbourne, about why we're experiencing such wet weather despite El Nino. What impact do sea temperatures have on the climate that we're experiencing?
Yeah, quite a lot, really. So, I mean, El Nino is really largely expressed through sea temperatures being warmer or cooler than normal. And in El Nino, we have warmer conditions, warmer sea surface conditions in the central and east Pacific. Normally, that kind of shifts the rain-bearing weather systems away from Australia a bit. But typically, where we have warmer than normal ocean conditions, we're more likely to have kind of evaporation and rainfall building. And at the moment around Australia, we do have, normally in El Ninos, we have cooler than normal sea surface conditions around Australia. But at the moment, we don't really have that. And actually, it's quite unusually warm to the east of Australia. And that's probably helped intensify some of the rainfall we've seen in recent weeks around eastern Australia. But our weather is really variable here. And you can see that with the kind of transition to heat extremes with the heat wave in New South Wales over last weekend, and we've also obviously got this tropical cyclone over Queensland as well. So lots of different types of severe weather, and that's also kind of reflective of what summer's like in Australia. We normally have a few different types of extreme weather going on. Yeah, but quite a lot going on at the moment.
Andrew, the big question, we won't hold you to it. What does our summer look like?
So at the moment, the Bureau outlook is for warmer than normal conditions this summer, probably warmer than the last couple of summers, which haven't been particularly hot in most of Australia. There isn't a strong signal on rainfall, so it's hard to tell if it will be drier or wetter than normal. With El Nino, the strongest influence is in spring, and in summer it gets kind of harder to predict what's going to happen because more of our rainfall falls in thunderstorms, and they're kind of sporadic and generally, you know, leads to high rainfall totals in some places and not so much in others. So it's kind of hard to predict. It's generally much harder to predict, especially if we're talking about the whole summer and not just the next few days. So hard to say if it will be a wet or dry summer, but more likely to be a hotter summer than normal.
My thoughts just went back to that terrible millennium drought that we had. Do you think we're likely to see another one of those at some stage?
That's a good question. Because our dams are really full from the last few wet years, it's unlikely we'll see another really severe drought like that, where we had those big water restrictions for at least a few years. But yeah, we do know that Australia can experience really major droughts. And there's been recent research that suggests that actually we should be prepared for much worse droughts than the millennium drought. They are possible. So there is always a risk of really bad droughts in Victoria. Unlikely in the near future, just because we've got such full dams, but yeah, could happen in the next few decades.
I feel like even though we've got the full dams, we should be sort of conserving what we do have in case, you know, a drought does occur. At least we're not draining them out and then thinking, oh my goodness, we need to switch on the desalination and all that sort of thing. We can preserve it.
Yeah, it's certainly good to use water carefully generally, especially if we think that we're going into a period of drier than normal conditions, or if that's possible, then it's always good to conserve water so that we don't have such harsh water restrictions later on.
Andrew, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us on Drive.
No worries. Thanks for having me on.
Andrew King, Senior Lecturer in Climate Science from the University of Melbourne.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.